Hello.
Hello, my name is Natalia, and I'm calling from New York Research. Today we are talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This survey is pretty confidential. Can you please confirm to me your zip code?
Yeah, what is this about? I'm not sure.
I'm calling from the New York Opinion Research. We are conducting a quick survey. It's just general opinion.
Yeah. It's 11580.
Okay, thank you so much. Are you registered to vote in the state of New York or like
yes, many I am.
People?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Male.
Thank you. What is the year of your birth?
1961.
Thank you so much. Just 1 second. Are you Hispanic? Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Thank you. What is your race? We have a white, black, or African American, American Indian,
black,
or Alaska.
Black.
Okay.
Black.
Thank you so much. Now, what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
College or bachelor's degree.
Thank you so much. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, someone
Joe
else?
Joe Biden. Joe Biden.
As you may know, there will be elections for president, the U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming 2024 election? Are you almost
very likely
to vote? Will you probably vote? Chances are 50-50. Will you probably not vote, or will you definitely not vote?
I will vote. Very likely, yes.
Okay, thank you. How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election? On a scale from 0 to 10, 0 means you are not
10.
At all motivated, and 10 means thank you. You're extremely
10.
Motivated. Thank you so much. How much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10. And 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
10.
Thank you. Please rate how much do you agree or disagree with the following statement. Regardless of how I may feel about the candidates or issues in the ballot, it is my duty to vote this year. Strongly agree, somewhat agree, neither agree or disagree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree.
Strongly disagree. I'm sorry, strongly agree.
Thank you. Regardless of how enthusiastic you are about voting, how much do each of the following matter to you this year? For each of the following, please indicate if it matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter too much, or does not matter at all. The presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris matters a lot, somewhat, doesn't matter too much, does not matter at all.
Matters a lot.
Election for the Congress, House of Representatives, or the Senate. Matters a lot, somewhat, doesn't matter too much, or doesn't matter at all.
Matters a whole lot, a lot.
We also have protecting LGBTQ rights. Matters a lot, somewhat, doesn't matter too much, doesn't matter at all.
Somewhat.
Thank you. Protecting abortion rights. Matters a lot, somewhat, doesn't matter too much.
A lot.
Thank you so much. We know people get busy when it's time to vote. How likely are you to vote on the following candidates or issues? For each of the following, will you say, the presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris, nothing will stop me. I want to vote and probably will. If it is convenient, I will vote. I doubt I will vote. No chance I will vote.
Nothing will stop me. I will vote.
Election for the Congress, House of Representatives, or the Senate. Nothing will stop me. I want to vote and probably will. If it is convenient, I will. I doubt I will vote. No chance I will vote.
The same. Nothing will stop me. I will vote.
Protecting LGBTQ rights. Nothing will stop me. I want to vote and probably will. If it is convenient, I will. I doubt I will. No chance I will
vote. If it's convenient, I will.
protecting abortion rights, nothing will stop me. I want to vote and probably will. If it is convenient, I will. I doubt I will. No chance I will.
I will. I absolutely will.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, would you vote for Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., someone else, or will you not vote, or are you undecided, or some other option?
We'll vote Kamala Harris.
Thank you. If the 2024 election for the Congress was held today, for whom will you vote? The Democratic candidate, the Republican candidate, third party, or independent candidate, or are you undecided, or will you not vote?
Democratic candidate.
Thank you. If you knew that protecting abortion action was on the ballot this November, how much more motivated would you vote in the 2024 election? Are you much more motivated, somewhat more motivated, no change, somewhat less motivated, much less motivated, or would not?
Much more.
Thank you.
Much more.
How much, if anything, have you heard about Prop 1, a constitutional amendment on the ballot to protect the rights of New Yorkers? Have you heard a lot, some, not much, nothing at all?
Not much.
Thank you. Here's the text of Prop 1, the amendment that might appear on the ballot in New York in November. Add certain protection to the state Bill of Rights. Add anti-discrimination provisions to the state constitution. Cover ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy. Also covers our reproductive health care and autonomy. A yes vote puts these protections against discrimination in the New York State Constitution, and a no vote leaves these protections out of the state constitution. If the election were held today, would you vote yes or no on this amendment? Or are you undecided,
yes,
or will... Okay. Did you say yes?
I said yes.
Okay, thank you. Based on your...
I have about 1 minute. I have to get out the drive-in. I have to get out the car in about 1 minute. So just in case this is going to be a long one, I have to go.
Okay, I am going to be quick. Based on your read of this amendment, do you think this amendment will strengthen protections for New Yorkers with disabilities, provide protections on the basis of gender, put LGBTQ protections into the state constitution, strengthen voting rights protections, remove parents' rights over the children's medication decisions, give voting rights to immigrants, prohibiting housing discrimination, prevent discrimination based on age, put protection for abortion into the state constitution?
I'm not sure what the question was.
Based on the read of the amendment, do you think
uh-huh.
this amendment will? And you need to check all the ones that you are in favor or you think the amendment is going to do.
There's no way I'll remember everything that you said.
Okay, we have strengthened protections for New Yorkers with disabilities, provide protections on the basis of gender, put LGBTQ protections into the state and constitution, strengthen voting rights protections, remove parents' rights over their children's medical decisions, give voting rights to immigrants, prohibiting housing discrimination, prevent discrimination based on age, put protections for abortion into the state constitution.
Protection for abortion, you mentioned something about housing. Yes.
Sorry, can you repeat the ones that you said?
Abortion and housing, yes.
Okay, thank you so much. Just 1 second. Okay, now knowing that this amendment will put protections for abortion into the state constitution, would you definitely vote yes, probably vote yes, probably vote no, or definitely vote no on this amendment, or are you undecided?
I'll vote yes.
Thank you. Would you say definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Thank you. Compared to voting for president of Congress, are you more motivated or less motivated to vote on Prop 1, which is an amendment that will protect abortion rights? And is that somehow, somewhat, or much more or less motivated?
More motivated.
Thank you. Next, would you say much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
Thank you. Next, I am going to read a series of statements for each one.
I'm running out of time right now. I have to get up. Right.
Okay. We will try again later. Thank you.
Thank you.